Right, I want to start this chat with a little something I have here. Now, if anybody is from Yorkshire, they will recognise that chant. And the chances are, if you're not from Yorkshire, you have heard people chanting that. Let's have it one more time. Today is a brilliant day. It is Yorkshire Day, and it's time to celebrate all things Yorkshire. And we've had some very good news come from some very important research that Yorkshire people are the happiest people. And here to go through some of that research with us, I have Emma Kenny, who's a psychologist. Hello, Emma.
Hello.
I believe you are married to a Yorkshireman, is that true?
I am, and not just that, I'm a brother-in-law's from Yorkshire as well, so we like to think that we identify strongly. And also, to be fair, even though I shouldn't say I'm from Lancashire, so we had our problems, but I feel like my marriage is evidence of how we've worked them through.
I think probably it's evidence of the fact that Yorkshiremen are the best kind of men as well.
I actually have to agree.
Yeah.
And I have tested others, and nothing has been as good as the Yorkshire man.
You've kissed a few frogs. Eventually you found your Yorkshire prince.
Absolutely. Although I have to cook Yorkshire, literally, this is no lie, I have to cook Yorkshire pudding about 4 times a week.
Oh, absolutely. And that's part of the research as well. So tell us what it is that we're talking about. Yorkshire people are the happiest people. How come?
Okay, so I got involved with this research through PlusNet, who obviously are a Yorkshire company, because the whole emphasis of Yorkshire is that everything kind of is quite about pride and about feeling that the people who live there are straight talkers. And whilst that to some people doesn't really have a great deal of depth, when you analyse it further, I think it's really important when you get research, you just think beyond the actual immediacy and actually look at what that constitutes. So when you talk about straight talking, one of the big problems that people have in happiness is knowing whether the people that are around them are authentic. So when we're surrounded by people that when they say something to us, we don't have to analyse it further. We can accept it how it is and as it is. At that point, you just feel safer in your relationship. So in the context on a wider scale, people from Yorkshire just tend to be more authentic.
And that's trustworthy.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a key in happy relationships. Trustworthy, being able to actually ask somebody a question and know that what they're telling you isn't meant to offend you, it's just meant to be as it is something that's really integral to feeling happy.
I hear the phrase, and probably say it quite a lot, say it as it is.
Yeah, exactly. So down to earth is one of the big ones as well. So when asked, people associate Yorkshire with people who are down to earth. And that's what makes Yorkshire such a great place. Apart from your amazing countryside, you know, and apart from your amazing tea.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Yes. And you mentioned it earlier on, you did briefly touch on it, but people who eat Yorkshire puddings and have gravy and roast dinners,
I know, yeah,
they are statistically happier.
They absolutely are. And you know what? Again, you can look at that and think, well, OK, this research has come through, and what on earth can having a roast dinner with Yorkshire pudding really signify in a person's happiness? But actually, if you look further, the truth is if you're cooking roast dinners with Yorkshire pudding, the chances are you're cooking for other people and the chances are you're eating together, because you know what it's like. A Yorkshire pudding, you want to eat it straight out of the oven.
Absolutely.
Now, that means that you have people around you who care for you, and you're ingrained with a family context. And so there again, massively important for well-being, because the only thing that truly represents our happiness in the long term is great relationships.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who regularly cooks a roast dinner from scratch for one.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm vegetarian, actually, but I cook the equivalent, shall we say, in certain ranges of vegetarian food. But we always have our gravy and we always have our Yorkshire puddings. And my husband will literally have me cook 12 Yorkshire puddings and he'll just eat them on their own.
Have you ever had Yorkshire puddings sweet?
Yes. When I was a kid, what I used to love was my mum would always do extra and would have it with sugar. And the other lady that I was talking to said actually she had it with jam. But it's one of the best kind of food sources in the world. It's one of those things if you went to a desert island.
My sweet Yorkshire pudding is to put some chocolate spread in it.
Amazing.
And then shove some banana in it as well.
Amazing. And people just don't get how amazing that is, do they?
I think it's just like a waffle.
It's the same as a pancake. Exactly. It's amazing.
Absolutely. Emma Kenny, thank you very much for talking to us. And also PlusNet for doing the research. And one more time, let's hear this. Yorkshire! Emma, thank you very much and happy Yorkshire Day.
Thank you. Take care.